The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
It is Monday morning in New Week, England. Football fans pretty happy at the moment. 2-0 leaders over Senegal at the World Cup, round of 16. Second half underway. France beating Poland earlier this morning, 3-1. And all our updates on the Football World Cup, thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. I've been talking about plenty of things this morning. Among them, best defeats by an Australian side. In light of the Socceroos' defeat to Argentina, I've got it up very high. James, same deal. James Magnusson, co-host this morning, as he will be all week. But nominate some other examples of great performances by Australian teams in defeat. Or it can be individuals. I mean, I'm thinking of you, James.
Seemed less great at the time.
one hundredth of a second, was it?
Yeah, 1/100th.
1/100th of a second.
A bee's proverbial.
Yeah. Have you watched that back?
I don't think so. I don't think I've watched it start to finish. But I've seen like the touch in highlights and stuff like that. So yeah.
Did you ever have long fingernails? Would that have made a difference?
I think that was a request of a recent sponsor of the sport of swimming, was that the swimmers in the team grow their fingernails longer to win those tight finishes. And it wasn't passed on to the coaches and therefore wasn't well received. Read into that what you will.
All right. Now, we're also talking about post-cricket, the first test completing in Nathan Lyon yesterday, picking up 6 for 128 of 42.5 overs. Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? Every time you talk about Nathan, can you put the expression great? The great Nathan Lyon. I know we have a bit of fun with him, obviously, calling the goat, but is he a great bowler? We're getting mixed reaction to it. The figures stack up. 35 years of age now, 446 wickets at 31.91. Is it the average that stops you? He's an off-spinner, not the leg spinner. Strike rate of one wicket every 65 balls. Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? You can have your say today on 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Just a somber note to start this hour of the program. Absolutely devastated, James. I don't know whether you ever came across Paul Broughton in your time supporting rugby league, but Paul passed away suddenly over the weekend, age 91. Paul, former Balmain and a Newtown coach, he's the man in which the Gold Coast Titans Player of the Year is named after, the Paul Broughton medal they get. He was the founding CEO and chairman and rugby league from head to toe. Right up to the point, and he's been a great supporter of mine over the years too, right up to the point where he was very active on Twitter. 91 years of age, James, that he would respond to fans on Twitter who put forward, you know, opinions on rugby league, and he would take that on board and provide feedback and constantly thinking about the game of rugby league and ideas, and was certainly invested in the World Cup recently with ideas to take international football forward, and he was in touch with me. And in fact, I had an exchange with Paul only on Friday, and it seems rather trivial now. He was a big fan of my food reports from the Rugby League World Cup.
Yep.
And he sent out a message just on Friday to me. And you know where I was when I got the message? I was at a Chinese restaurant in Mosfar. So I sent back a message, a photo of the mixed entree saying, "Paul, eat your heart out." Very and that's good. The last exchange I had with Paul. And that's as trivial as it gets now, and yet he dies suddenly over the weekend. Anyone who's had anything to do with Paul Broughton would say, gentlemen, Mr. Rugby League, absolute champion. All of those things are a great man, and Rugby League far poorer for his loss. And, you know, I tell you who was mentored by Paul Broughton was Phil Gould. Phil Gould would be absolutely shattered. Gus would be shattered at the passing of Paul Broughton. Everyone just called him coach. He was one of the game's great thinkers, if you like, and just respected by everyone. So to family and friends of Paul Broughton, our condolences. But rugby league has lost a great man over the weekend, Paul Broughton. And it sort of, it pings at my heart, but it's almost like, I'm glad that I had a funny exchange with him. It was my last one. That it was over Chinese restaurant feed that he was, you know, but just so sharp of mind, 91 years of age. Great man, Paul Broughton. Won an MCO Cup with Balmain, I reckon. He was coach when they won the MCO Cup one year. We're going back into the 70s, James.
Very good. Yeah, rest easy, Paul.
Yeah, great man. 9.5 minutes after seven. So just for the record, Nathan Lyon, you are saying great bowler. You've got him locked in as a great, not the greatest, but a great bowler.
I've got him in the great category, Vossi.
Okay, so great. Is that mean legend?
Not in the legend category yet.
Not in legend category?
No.
Great. Okay, Football World Cup. What bus are you going to hop on from here now that Socceroos are out?
I'm going to say this just to piss off our producer, Mark. I'm on the English bus.
We're on the English bus, yeah. Sorry, Mark. look, in light of what Mark's out. You know, Scotsman, I reckon he bungs on the accent, but Panther George has been on the text. He says, morning, boys. As a fellow Scot, I too am death-riding England. All my life, I've been told about England's win in the 1966 Cup, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't go through it again, says Panther George. Mark, do you concur?
Yeah, it's very annoying how they keep going on about this tournament from ages ago. And it's like, you kind of want them to win it because then they'll stop talking about 66. But what's more annoying, them talking about the win in 2022 or the win in 1966. So I'll stick with 66.
Yeah,
I'll just stick with it.
They are the perennial underachievers when it comes to World Cups,
shame.
Aren't they?
What a shame.
I remember when I was growing up, there must have been a year they were expected to win, and it showed footage back in England of them burning effigies of David Beckham after getting knocked out of the World Cup. Serious stuff.
It's not like the English to overreact.
It's coming home. This one, and Mark too, with his own segment, and it may be for one day only because he's not going to be on deck tomorrow, but is the Scotsman talking shite is the segment. Morning Shaggers, 100% agree with you boys. The diving is disgraceful. The acting is so bad, makes the actors on Neighbours and Home and Away look like Oscar winners. But Mark believes diving, fair cop. If you can get away with it, get away with it. And doesn't have a great drama with blokes rolling around in agony on the ground, which we find absolutely embarrassing. But you can have your say on that. 1300 01 1170, text 0457736736. James, we spoke in the first hour. We haven't heard from any Kings fans yet. Anyone who was there at Qdos Bank Arena, Ben, our producer, has come back saying the Kings is still one of the best sporting events to go to live that you can do in this town. And he was there yesterday when the Kings beat the Adelaide 36ers 97-78. Now, I will back that up. I haven't been to a lot of Kings lately, but I still, almost to the point where I think the event is better than the sport. Like the actual night out or the afternoon, the entertainment, the buzz, the kids love it. But you haven't been there, James. Can I put a challenge out to you that you do take in one this summer?
Yep.
At least one?
Challenge accepted. Yeah, I'm open to going to a game.
All right, we'll get into James Smith. Maybe get you out to the Christmas Day one. Christmas Day. Oh, no, you'll be
back in Port Macquarie, won't you? Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right, but we'll see how we go. Illawarra Hawks are playing Melbourne United tonight. Kings are back on top of the table with that win and the Breakers. What happened there? Perth Wildcats beat the Breakers over the weekend, 92-84 on Saturday. Where'd that form come from Perth in New Zealand? Pretty amazing. Strong effort.
I was shocked, Fossey.
You were shocked? Yeah, you just can't get you. I'm trying to hook you in with the basketball, but you're just not buying into it. The golf was disappointing for Australians over the weekend. Adam Scott couldn't get the job done. Grace Kim, she double bogeyed the last in the women's, so that was all a bit disappointing, all of that with the golf. But whatever sport you took in over the weekend, share your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. Let's go to the open line right now at 13 after 7. Paul of Newcastle is there. Say g'day to James, Paul.
How you going, James? Good to hear you on the morning show again.
Thank you, Paul. Now, you've been watching some sport over the weekend that we haven't spoken about yet.
But none of the media outlets have spoken about it. You can get the exclusive on this, even though it happened on the weekend. Australian men won the World Cup in softball, they beat Canada 5-2 in the final.
Good stuff. Was that an upset, Paul, or were you expected to win?
Yeah, a bit of an upset. But it's the second time we've won it. We didn't do too well in the last few, but we've always been pretty good in the softball with the women in the Olympics. But, yeah, the men, they've brought home the bacon from Auckland over in New Zealand.
Yeah, so it can be in New Zealand. So Australia winning, I'm looking at the result now, 5-2 in the final. They were the fourth seeds, and they've won it. So there you go. How strong is the sport of softball in Australia, if I may ask, Paul?
Mate, up here in Newey, I've been playing for a couple of years, but I'm a broken down old bloke. But, it's pretty good. It's absolutely terrifying how quick these guys can, and the girls, pitch an underarm, I'll tell you. It stings when it gets you.
Right. Okay. And so teams like the USA are strong. They've won it. They've won it five times. Canada's been prolific in picking up medals. Very consistent. Not always gold. They've won gold four times, but Australia winning. Well, Paul, that's great that you've brought it to everyone's attention. Now we are World Cup champions in softball, Paul.
I'm actually very disappointed. Not one media outlet has brought it up.
Oh, I'll put my hand up, Paul. I didn't even know it was on. Like, I'm sorry. I did not know that the softball World Cup was on. Did not know. Wouldn't know where you go down to watch a softball game. I'm being as honest as I can get with you. Wouldn't know where you go to go and watch softball live. Wouldn't know of a softball league. Wouldn't know of any of the sides, Paul, but thank you for bringing it to the attention of all our listeners, and congratulations to everyone involved. England 3-0 up now against Senegal, so home and hosed you would appear. Let's stay with the open line callers. Phil the Dragon is there, James from Canberra.
Morning, Phil.
Good morning, boys. Morning. Vossie's just given you the challenge, James, about attending a Kings match.
Yes.
I think you should offer a counter challenge for Vossie to step foot on Bondi Beach.
I like it, Phil. I like it. Vossie.
Under what circumstances do I have to go there?
I'm thinking a pair of Speedos for a starter.
Right.
We'll get you.
Sluggos on Bondi
on
Beach.
On Bondi Beach.
Shan't be happening. It shan't be happening, Phil. That challenge? Challenge not accepted.
Dear idea.
Do you want to throw in the fish markets? Go to the fish markets? I won't be going to the fish
markets. You've never been to the fish markets either?
Never been to the fish markets, no.
What is doing, Vossie?
Well, why do I need to go to the fish markets? If the fish shop goes to the fish markets,
I think it's cheaper when you go direct.
Yeah,
more variety.
Yeah. All right. Well, Phil, have you got a third challenge? Anything else you want to... challenge me
to
that I'm not going
to do. No, mate, but on a semi-serious note, I follow, obviously, the St. George Dragons, but I also follow Liverpool in the soccer, in EPL, and, I know all their players' names, etc., but when this Australian team was announced, to be honest, I didn't know apart from a couple of players like Matty Ryan, I didn't really know the names of the players because I don't follow the A-League. And I think that's probably a sentiment for a lot of the supporters. We sort of, and it was great to see Australia do so well, but it's every 4 years I really get, involved in the Australian soccer team.
Who would you say, Phil, would be the household names now coming off the back of this World Cup?
Oh, Matty Ryan, apart from that blunder yesterday, he was fantastic in the lead-up games. He saved a lot of scoring opportunities. And, of course, Suter now is going to be snapped up by an EPL team, I'd say, for sure. And good luck to him. I think it's fantastic. And the young boy who signed with Newcastle, he's going to go places for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's what I said. We can all hop on the Newcastle bus in the EPL if you don't have a side and just follow this kid and see how it goes. The competition there resumes straight after Christmas. So he'll now go. He won't be flying home here. He'll go straight over there and join his squad. He's only, I think he's only spent a matter of days there, and now he'll join full-time. But players playing in the Japanese leagues and playing in Scotland and that are representatives in this Socceroos side, we do have players spread all around the world. They're just not at the forefront, not like we had Harry Kewell and Mark Viduka and Tim Cahill and those. They're not playing in the big leagues, but let's hope that they do find a path there. Very good call, Phil. I want to give you the Signet Power Boost Bank. I think you need a little boosting. You challenged me. I've rejected the challenge, which I'm entitled to do. I'm too old and stubborn. I won't be wearing sluggos on Bondi Beach. I have no craving to dip my toes in the sand there, but I'm going to give you the Signet Power Boost Bank. Power up your phone.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much, boys. Yeah.
And it's as much a sympathy vote because you're a Dragons fan as well. Just throw that in there,
just a little dig on the way out.
Yeah.
Haven't lost a game for next season.
No, you haven't lost a game. No, yeah. That's true. That's true. And you'll get the bye next year too, so you're guaranteed two along the way somewhere with 17 teams in the comp.
Exactly,
so well done,
first
Phil.
Round.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, first round. That's right, top of the table,
you're
Dragons.
Oh, kidding.
Lock them in. They got the bye first round, the Dragons. Phil knows it. Phil knows. That's a T-shirt. Phil knows. He knows his stuff. Good call. This one, did you guys see Steve Smith? Do you reckon we could have a petition to get him a replacement Baggy Green? The peak is falling apart. His cap is frayed. But then if you ever saw Steve Waugh's cap, it's a long way short of Steve Waugh. Steve Waugh's was it was mangled.
Yeah, I remember Ricky Ponting's was pretty rough as well. It's like a badge of honour, isn't it? You can't be changing it.
But what if he wanted a new one? Would he be allowed to have one? Or you just got to stick with what you got?
I don't think he would. It wouldn't be protecting him from the sun much at the moment. He might be a bit burned over the Australian summer, but I think it's a badge of honour.
Yeah, no, there'll be no GoFundMe for Steve Smith, new Baggy Green. It's a matter of choice with him. This one from Kenny. The Germans actually think the Italians are the worst best at diving and joke about them. So the Germans put the knife into the Italians in regards to diving. And morning, guys. I used to hate soccer players taking a dive and rolling around on the ground. Then I got over it. Hamstrings, Marvin. There you go. So, yeah, nothing to get upset about. They're going to do it. Nothing's going to change. They carry on like ponces. Then so be it. 21 after 7, breakfast with Vossi and the Missile. We have Ian Healy coming up on the program this morning. We have John Aloisi as well. And, of course, your calls on 1300 01 1170.